Hello and welcome. You are listening to an Irish Lingo podcast, presenting an Irish newspaper article where each episode includes the text in Irish and the English translations in the description of the podcast. For further help, you can click on the link in the description, which will bring you to www.lmknjb.com/blog, where each word of the article is clickable and will reference an Irish dictionary translation. Thank you and enjoy.
Coal Miner's Daughter is a 1980 American biographical musical film directed by Michael Apted from a screenplay written by Tom Rickman.
Scannan Coal Bash Nish Americana Hol Milan Igedako Isha Coal Miner's Daughter Fuishtur Michael Apted O'Hash Fantascalen Ishkirio Tom Rickman.
It follows the story of country music singer Loretta Lynn from her early teen years in a poor family and getting married at 15 to her rise as one of the most successful country musicians. Based on Lynn's 1976 biography of the same name by George Vexey, the film stars Sissy Spacek as Lynn.
Bona her vahashna shilwa in milani gid shato shid an anim kerna le gorga vekshe rechin an skanan shispakek lelwa inin.
Tommy Lee Jones, Beverly D'Angelo, and Lee Von Helm are featured in supporting roles.
Tatalia Jenish Beva Daniel Igis Livin Helem Lefikala Roll Takviat.
In 1945, 13-year-old Loretta Webb is one of eight children of Ted Webb, a Van Leer coal miner raising a family with his wife in the midst of grinding poverty in Butcher Hollow, Kentucky, pronounced by locals as Butcher Holler.
In 1948,
at the age of 15, Loretta marries 22-year-old Oliver Mooney, aka Doo, short for Doolittle, Lynn, becoming a mother of four by the time she is
19.
The family moves to northern Washington state, where Doo works in the forest industry, and Loretta sings occasionally at local honky-tonks on weekends.
Bogan and Taylor Gaji to Eshkert Steth Wahanton et in the Brienda a Jane School in the Farisha Gus Cannon Lurith to Omga Hille Ganara Hatchuler and Jerushatin.
After some time, Loretta makes an occasional appearance on local radio.
Tareish Ranchamai bin Layat the Lahero Omga Hiller and Radio Atu.
By the time Loretta turns 25, Norm Burley, the owner of Zero Records, a small Canadian record label, hears Loretta sing during one of her early radio appearances.
Burley
gives the couple the money needed to travel to Los Angeles to cut a demo tape from which her first single, I'm a Honky Tonk Girl, is made.
Togan Borla and Tarigid is Gaed on Lenin Huntashtil Golos and Gilish Huntchek Tashpana Yeru as a Nintra Kid Shingil, Emma Hotham Girl.
After returning home from the sessions, Doo suggests he and Loretta go on a promotional tour to push the record.
Taresto Filu a Walla on a Sheshun, Tugunda Lefis Gajin Shaheen, Igis Lara Terhiris Ball Skrakta Hunan Tafa de Vru.
Du shoots his own publicity photo for Loretta, and spends many late nights writing letters to show promoters and to radio disc jockeys all over the South. After Loretta receives an emergency phone call from her mother telling her that her father had died, she and Du hit the road with records, photos, and their children. The two embark on an extensive promotional tour of radio stations across the South.
Ten and Virtue Harris Farshing Balls Grichter Session Radio or Fudden Dishgert.
En route, and unbeknownst to the couple, Loretta's first single, I'm a Honky Tonk Girl, hits the charts based on radio and jukebox plays, and earns her a spot on the Grand Ole Opry.
Erin Mala, Igzanwaniston Lenin, Buellin and Hid Shingu Loretan, Emma Hotunk Girl, Nakarta Abona, or Rami Radio, Igz Jacobutsu, Igz Tillin She Spotted the Erin Grandolo.
In the summer of 1961, after 17 straight weekly performances on the Opry, she is invited to sing at Ernest Tubb Record Shop's Midnight Jamboree after her performance that night. Country superstar Patsy Cline, one of Loretta's idols, who had recently been hospitalized from a near-fatal car wreck, inspires Loretta to dedicate Patsy's newest hit I Fall to Pieces to the singer herself as a musical get-well card. Klein listens to the broadcast that night from her hospital room and sends her husband Charlie Dick to Ernest Tubb Record Shop to fetch Loretta so the two can meet.
Ishtin Klinilishin Grilu and Nihishinon Shamras Bidil Xkurinchi Yafar Kela Harle Dick Kig Shop at Tafa Dernish Tub Pun Lyat the Ellen Skurfager Lishin Mert Bualilahila.
A close friendship with Klein follows, which abruptly was ended by Klein's death in a plane crash on March 5, 1963.
Lanand Luhardis Liklinev Aharbois Klinugatoban Hun Kuya Adempishet Lanan Kugula Devian Wertad Ahananishetri.
The next few years are a whirlwind.
Gurnanatas Nabianta Bagomaron.
The stress of extensive touring, keeping up her image, overwork, and trying to keep her marriage and family together caused Loretta a nervous breakdown, which she suffers on stage at the beginning of a concert. After a year off at her ranch in Hurricane Mills, Tennessee, Loretta goes back on the road, returning to establish herself as the first lady of country music. The film closes with Loretta recounting the story of her life through her 1970 hit song Coal Miner's Daughter to a sold-out audience.
More